إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers, today I am in the masjid in Education City in Qatar, from where I am recording this. I am reiterating something which I have said before, many times before, which I repeatedly remind myself, which is that the only thing which has action, which has value, is action. The only thing which can be measured is action. The only thing on which we will be questioned is action. It's not the amount of knowledge, it's not the amount of resources, it's not the amount of influence, it's not the amount of wealth, it's not the amount of anything, but it is how all of this was used. What did we do? How did we use it? Where did we get it from? By what means did we get it? What did we do with it? And what did we not do with it? All of these are the actual questions which we will have to answer. So anything by itself has no value. Its value lies only in how it is used. I think this is a very very important point that I keep on reminding myself, and I also would like to remind you. The thing there to understand is that, as I said before, and I think the last reminder, that there's always a price tag. Nothing comes without a price. Every single thing in life has a price tag, and the price tag in life is not in terms of you're not buying it from a store, but it's in terms of what we are choosing to give up in order to get something. So whatever it is, when I am choosing to get something, I'm automatically choosing to lose something. I'm automatically choosing to give up something, whether it's in terms of time or resources or friendships or people or company. When I'm choosing one, I'm unchoosing another one. And that's very important, therefore, to ask yourself this question and say, what am I unchoosing to get this thing which I'm getting? Because when you reflect on the choices we make, sometimes we have to regret that we chose something at the expense of something which was far more valuable. For example, just to give you a very simple example, you might choose to spend some time in the company of some friend who, or acquaintance really, not even friend, who happened to drop in, and thereby you lost 2 hours of your time. Now those 2 hours are accountable with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those 2 hours, especially now we are in the month of Ramadan, could have been spent in something which was far more valuable than spending those 2 hours in the company of this acquaintance who dropped in. I mean, I say that sometimes people have nothing to do, so they do it here. If we have people like that, then it's a zero-sum game. It you know, you end up losing far more than what you get. So nothing has value except action. Now, therefore, it is very important to think and reflect before we act. And that's the root of the meaning of the hadith, innama al-amalu binniyat, that the reward of the deed is based on the intention. And the reward, of course, here means in the akhirah, but to me, the before the akhirah, the reward means in terms of the intention of the deed. Am I doing that deed consciously, or is it some default remote setting that I have, where I just do something and I do something and I do something and I don't think about and reflect on what I am doing or what I have done? So it's very important to do things consciously and to ensure that we intend to do what we are doing. That's the whole point of being conscious about something. Now, if you look at it from that perspective, if I am about to engage in a bout of backbiting, and if I say, no, let me consciously think, what is my niyyah here, why am I doing this deed, then automatically I will stop doing that, because there's no positive outcome of that. It is a completely negative thing, doesn't serve any purpose, and instead of that, it buys for me problems, it buys for me difficulties, it buys for me the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why would I want to do something like that? And that's the whole point of acting consciously. But the first casualty of the modern lifestyle is reflection, is introspection, is thoughtful living and decision making. All of these have become casualties of the modern lifestyle. We have somewhere learned to live like robots, where we just live, you know, we breathe and we live, and we wake up and we go to sleep, and in between we do something. Most of us are, if I ask you to list, and we do this when I do teach time management, if I ask you to list what did you do yesterday, every half hour, your page would be mostly blank, because you would not be able to recall. Now you think about that, here is, you're talking about doing something and you don't even remember what you did, then how can you say that what you were doing was useful? Because you don't even recall. One day later, you don't know what you were doing. One day later, if you are not even aware of what you did, then how can you say that whatever you did was beneficial? It doesn't make sense. So this is how we have kind of got into living our lives. So I think it's very important. I don't want to go on at great length. And this time we are getting for close to iftar, so we have other things to do. So important for us to consciously take stock of our lives and say that only action matters, and only thoughtful action matters, and therefore I am going to be conscious about what I do, and I am going to do those things consciously and thoughtfully only if they are beneficial to me, not otherwise. So I think this is a this is an important thing for us to think about and to inculcate in our lives, inshallah. The issue of action is so clear in Islam that the first thing that becomes fard as soon as you say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is action, which is salah. Without that action, the belief itself has no value. The belief has to be proven in action. So also the love of Allah and the love of Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made both of these conditions of iman. The ayat from Suratul Tawbah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنَ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. After mentioning the 8 things that people normally love, all of which are halal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you love them more than you love Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need you, go away and wait for the azab of Allah. And along with the love of Allah and His Nabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ, and struggling in the path of Allah. So the claim to loving Allah and loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to be substantiated and proven by doing the work of Islam, by struggling in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by doing the work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, da'wah to Islam. So the issue of action is so clear as far as Islam is concerned, because action is the only thing which counts, because action is the only thing that can be counted. We can't count belief, we can't count attitude, we can't count anything. The only thing is action. Attitude is important, because from attitude, behavior emerges, and behavior is another word for action. So therefore, it is very important for us to keep ourselves focused on action and say, what is it that I need to do in order to succeed in this world and the next? And the key word there is do. What is it I need to do? All the knowledge, as I mentioned before, at the risk of repetition, all the knowledge in the world is useless if it is not acted upon. All resources are useless if they're not spent in the right way, in the right place, at the right time. All influence is useless if it is not used at the right time, in the right place, for the right reasons. So everything boils down to the actual implementation, boils down to action. And the converse is equally true, which is that if the action is correct, then alhamdulillah, few resources take you very far. We have seen this in our own lives. With people who had almost nothing, but they were able to do a lot of things because they used whatever they had. So even if they had almost nothing, that almost they had, they used it in the right place, in the right way, and alhamdulillah, it took them places, and they were able to achieve far more than other people who had much more than them.
So finally, for action, it's important to do two things. One is structure, the other one is metrics. So what I suggest you do is look at your life and say, what are the make a table, start, stop, continue. Those of you who attended the LEC, you know that we have done this several times in the course. So start, stop, continue, make a table. And each of these, under each of these headings, put three things. What are the three things that I need to start doing, which I don't do now, I should do them, I know it's important, so I'm going to start doing them. Number two, which are the three things that I'm doing now, which I realize are bad things, useless things, negative things, which I need to stop doing. And the third one is, what do I need to continue to do? Three things that I am doing now, which I know are positive, which will give me results, and therefore I must consciously do them. The important thing is to do things consciously, not just, you know, randomly or like a robot, but consciously do things, that whatever it is. As I keep saying about the Quran, when you sit with the Quran, look at it, think about it, and say, this is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is speaking to me. Now, the moment you do that, you will realize that therefore you need to understand what Allah is saying. And that will take you towards actually understanding the Quran. Then we say, okay, now Allah is saying this not just like that. So therefore I need to implement this in my life. How will I do that? So if you do things consciously, it takes you automatically towards good action. So make this framework, start, stop, continue, and under each one put three things, and then create metrics for it and say, how do I know? So for example, if you say, I need to start reading, what does that mean? What's your metrics? Reading what? Reading X, how many books a day, how many books a month, so many books. So I want to be reading these kinds of books, so many books per month. What do I need to stop doing? I need to stop getting angry. I need to stop screaming, raving, ranting. Keep a table of that and say, how many times do I get angry? How many, for what reasons do I get angry? Are those reasons even worth getting angry about? So things must be measured. If you measure them, then inshallah, you will be on the right path. Otherwise, it becomes like New Year resolutions. A lot of enthusiasm, people make a lot of good intentions. End of the day, nothing actually happens because people have not taken the trouble to be structured about it. My brothers and sisters, without structure you will achieve nothing, believe me. So make sure that you are structured, make sure that you are working according to a structure, inshallah Allah will give you success.
JazakAllah khairan. We request for special du'as inshallah in Ramadan, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your ibadat and your tilawat and your qiyam and siyam inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.